Alright folks, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something that's universal, relatable, and honestly, a little bit scary. Overcoming fear and self-doubt. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of a giant trampoline, staring down at the ground? That pit in your stomach, those butterflies going wild, yeah, we've all been there. It's that feeling of, what if I fail? Or, what if I'm not good enough? Well, guess what? You are good enough, and you are capable of conquering those fears. Now, I'm Jake Carter, and I believe in building a life where we're not just existing, but truly thriving. That means facing our demons head-on, the doubts, the anxieties, the what-ifs, that keep us stuck in neutral. This isn't about becoming fearless overnight. It's about learning to navigate those feelings with courage and grace. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you build your own roadmap to overcoming fear and self-doubt. 1. Know your fear. Listen up, because this is huge. You can't conquer something you don't understand. So, take a moment to really identify what's holding you back. Is it the fear of public speaking? Rejection? Failure? Write it down, talk it out, get clear on the beast you're facing. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a dark room without a flashlight, would you? You need to illuminate your fears before you can tackle them head on. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Okay, let's be real. Our brains are amazing at creating those little voices that whisper doubt and negativity. I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. What if I mess up? Sound familiar? Well, guess what? Those voices aren't always true. They're often just ingrained patterns or past experiences talking. So, when you catch yourself thinking those negative things, challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Remember, your thoughts are not facts. You have the power to reframe them and choose more positive, empowering beliefs. 3. Celebrate small wins. This is where it gets real. Building confidence is like climbing a mountain. It's about taking one step at a time and celebrating each victory along the way. Did you finally ask for that raise? Rock that presentation? Nail that audition? Give yourself a high five. Recognizing your accomplishments, no matter how small, fuels your motivation and builds momentum. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be honest, perfection is a myth. It's this elusive unicorn we keep chasing, and it often leads to more stress and self-doubt. Instead of striving for perfection, aim for progress. Focus on learning from your mistakes, getting better every day, and showing up authentically. Remember, it's okay to stumble, to make mistakes, to not have all the answers. The important thing is to keep going, keep learning, and keep growing. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends or mentors who always lift you up, believe in you, and see your potential? They're gold. Spend time with people who inspire you, encourage you, and make you feel good about yourself. Their energy and support can be a powerful force in overcoming fear and self-doubt. Think of it like this. You wouldn't attempt to build a house on shaky ground. You need a solid foundation, and supportive people are the cornerstone of that foundation. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you have this amazing idea for a business or project. It excites you, but then those pesky doubts creep in. What if people don't like it? What if I fail? You start overthinking, second-guessing yourself, and suddenly the spark fades. This is where knowing your fear comes into play. Recognize that the fear isn't about the idea itself. It's about the potential for rejection, failure, or judgment. Now, challenge those thoughts. What if people do like it? What if I learn something valuable even if it doesn't work out? Focus on the positive possibilities and take small steps towards making your idea a reality. Start by talking to a few friends, researching your target market, or creating a basic outline. So, what are the key takeaways? First, know your fear, challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, embrace imperfection, and surround yourself with supportive people. You've got this. Remember, every time you face your fears, you're building resilience, confidence, and ultimately, a life that's more fulfilling and authentic. Now go out there, take action, and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.